Well, good morning. Are you done blowing your nose?
Hey, it's that time of year, man.
It is.
I've been blowing my nose for like 2 months.
Well, I'm not looking forward to hearing about, let's see, it's February, March, about April, when things start blooming
you got allergies.
Well, what's weird is my body's still adjusting to Michigan.
Really? You've been here for 2.5 years.
It's still adjusting. It took forever
down
there.
For God's sake.
It took forever. And up here.
Sack up, Nancy.
For up here. You know what? I will punch you right in the face.
You've had 2.5 years to adjust.
I'm going
to
punch you right in the nose. Then we'll see who has allergies.
Good, because I need to loosen it up.
Yeah, loosen it up. No, but because up here, you know what I noticed? Because of all the flowering plants you guys have with all the vineyards and everything. Dude, it's crazy. Easy.
Yeah.
The first summer up here, thought it was gonna die.
Allergy season, man.
It gets you, man.
So you don't have that. You didn't have that down in
Missouri. No, it wasn't as bad. No. It wasn't as bad. So it was humid as balls. You had to deal with that, but it wasn't. The pollen wasn't quite as bad.
Balls can be cold or humid.
Or humid. Isn't that crazy? The temperature of testicles. Right,
it's amazing down there.
We're talking about testicles, right? Not like bouncy balls.
Right, right.
Of course, they can bounce, too. They're so versatile.
So many things they can do.
Perfect segue into instructions. I don't know why. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We are going to talk about following instructions. Whether it's, you know, instructions your a significant other gives you, or maybe it's instructions for an IKEA cabinet that's in all Swedish. Swedish, Dutch. Anyway, so there was a recent study done, and it said 50% of people say they follow instructions to the letter. 12% of people try and figure things out for themselves. 30% say they do a mixture of the two.
Yeah.
What about you, Hunter?
Me? Like I said, if it's instructions from the old man or say, Zach, the boss, you got to follow him to the T.
No, you don't.
They're pretty tedious people. Zach's pretty tedious. He's you know, he likes his stuff, boom, 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 boom.
Yep.
You know, so you got to follow the instructions.
Meticulous.
Meticulous. Tedious.
Hey, Zach, Hunter called you tedious.
One of those words. One of those fancy words. If I'm putting together a cabinet,
yep.
I'll try to put it together, and if I can't figure something out, I'm like, all right.
See?
Gotta go to the instructions.
See, you're making it harder on yourself.
I know, but I'm a man.
I literally, when I build my cabinets, I get everything set out. I put all my everything in groups. Like, you know, you get that bag of nuts and bolts and whatnot.
Yeah.
Each get their own little pocket.
Yeah.
I look at it, and I go step by
step.
Step.
Huh.
Yep.
You've never watched Tool Time, have you?
Yeah, Tim the Tool Man Taylor would be very upset with me.
He's
like, just throw him out.
Come on.
It's one of those things. But you know what, though? As I've gotten older, I've been better about it. Younger Brock, young dumb Brock, would just try and throw it together.
Well, that's because you get excited about getting something. You're like, I'm gonna get it together.
Yep. But now, dude, I'll watch YouTube videos and do it step by step. And just because doing it right the first time.
Honestly, YouTube is the way to go now.
It's nice.
You can watch it and do it at the same time, you know?
Yep.
Except those Facebook videos, This meal in five easy
nifty
steps.
Yeah, like the nifty or the crafty.
Five easy steps. I'm like, you already have everything prepared. It's not five easy steps. They leave that part out.
When they take it and they show the full onion and then they throw it down and it's a chopped onion. I'm like, screw you bastard. Right.
Mine didn't do that.
That's not how it works. Now I just got a broken thing on my countertop. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Do you follow instructions? Do you just wing it? It's 50-50 at this point. So let's get some calls from you again, 925-WIRX, 925-9479, and we'll give you some Facebook answers here in just a bit.
Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning, 747 and 18. Brock, it's Hunter.
All right, good morning.
We're talking about following instructions today. According to a recent survey, 50% of people say they follow instructions to the letter. 12% of people say they try to figure things out themselves. 30% say they do a mixture of both. I honestly, I wouldn't even say it's a mixture of both at this point because I don't. Mm. It's just easier for me now to go step by step, make sure I got everything in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then because if you screw something up just by winging it, you don't got to go back. You're not double working.
Well, here's the thing, though. If you wing it and you get it the first time, that feeling, you feel
does
like...
Does that ever happen?
It does.
When? When, Hunter?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of an example. It hasn't happened to me. Hasn't happened to me, Brock.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. Do you follow the instructions to the T? Do you wing it? What do you do? Let's take a couple phone calls here. WIRX, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Larry.
I like to follow directions to the T.
To the T?
To the T, huh?
Smart.
Yep.
Smart.
But... I one thing I don't understand is why in the hell do they have to put instructions on a condom box?
Larry, have you ever been to like the DMV or Walmart? That's why they put instructions on the condom box.
How do you mess up a condom?
Again, just go to Walmart or go to the DMV and you'll understand how easy it is. And why okay. There needs to be better instructions to be. It needs to come with an informational video. Actually, no. It needs to come with someone who put the condom on these people because we got to do something about it.
Just YouTube it.
Yeah, YouTube it.
It's probably there.
Yeah. All right, Larry. Thanks for the call, man.
All right. Bye.
Bye. WIRX, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, so I was just calling about the instructions.
Yes.
What you get?
Wait. Well, you're a woman. You automatically follow instructions. I know it. I know you do.
Well, you know, actually, I do follow them. The only thing is, though, I memorize them, and as soon as I need to look at them again, I usually throw it away at first, but I'll go right back to the trash and pick them up and like, oh, wait, I forgot a step. So usually I will. It's good intentions, but then I end up throwing it away first and then going back to it through the trash.
That's the thing. There is a caveat with this whole thing. There's a catch-22 with this. Everyone throws away the box of macaroni, and then they pull it back out of the trash because they can't remember the cooking instructions.
What was the temperature?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I thought it was 425, but it ended up being 350, and I just screwed the whole thing up. So I usually now just don't put it in the trash. I just set it right next to my countertop, and there you go.
That's the biggest struggle of humankind is not throwing away the instructions and then pulling them back out of the trash. All right, dear. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome, guys. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye now.
Bye.
All right, I'm going to set my pizza rolls to 420, man. To 420. I know it's supposed to be 455, man. But.
I can't tell you how many times I have thrown a box away for cooking anything.
Dragging it out.
And then just going in there, and then you got to pick it up.
You know, it's never a clean trash either.
No.
There's always like some like jelly on the side of the box, and it gets all over your hands.
There's a used baby diaper, and you don't even have a baby. It's like, how the hell did that get in there?
Come on.
Jeez. You got to pick it up with like a pair of tongs. All right, macaroni.
Oh, wait.
Oh, okay.
That's my diaper.
But isn't it the worst, too, that you're like, oh, God, I knew that. Then you throw it back in there, and then you got to grab it again. And like, wait a minute.
How long?
Did you say that's my diaper?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back.
Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
7:57 and 18. We got a high of 23 today, low of 16 tonight. Some snow in the forecast. Wednesday, high of 25 and some more snow. Thursday, more snow, high of 25.
Man.
So, winter's sticking around for a bit, man. That damn groundhog. That son of
that
a bitch.
Damn groundhog.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. Talking about instructions. Obviously, we moved into a new house, which means we're getting some new furniture, getting rid of some old stuff. I spent Sunday literally for like 3 hours
reading instructions
and building a dresser for Kiki. And now granted, once you get everything laid out, you get the instructions and you follow it, it goes by pretty quick. But I followed them to the T.
Seems like anytime I do something like that, put together a dresser, I always like strip a few bolts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's cheap stuff.
Like the Allen wrench they give you is just crap.
Yeah. Kiki's got a fun story about don't ever use power tools when you're building like any kind of, you know, of that that press board
the damn
furniture.
Damn thing went right through it.
It's just right. we got some comments on Facebook. Bob Fowler said, wing it until you finish and you have extra parts, then check the instructions and discard the extra parts.
It's a real man right there.
I got like 13 bolts left. What's happening?
He's got a cabinet full of extra parts from all the stuff he's put together. You know?
Everything's leaning to the left. Christy said, if it's something that's obvious and not critical, I'll wing it. If it's crucial, I'll get it put together right and follow the instructions. Robert said, always follow the instructions. They were created to ensure success.
Huh?
That sounds like it's out of motivational poster,
yeah, seriously. Doesn't it? Is this the guy who writes the instructions?
He's like, no one ever listens to me. Josh says instructions are the last resort. Again, everything in his house leans to the left. Mm-hmm. Anna says she wings it. Coming from a woman, that's pretty...
Yeah, I don't know.
Surprise. I don't believe her.
Yeah, she follows instructions.
Ashley says wing it. What the hell, ladies? Adam says, destructions, what are those? Instructions. And then Jamie Lee says, wing it.
Yeah.
So three ladies said they wing it.
I would have guessed they follow instructions.
You know, I'm going to be honest, though. I think Kiki doesn't always go for the instructions.
Yeah. Do you ever used to put together Legos?
Yes.
Yeah.
Instructions
that's
on
something
those?
You absolutely... No.
You
wouldn't use...
No. It was all just a crapshoot for me, man. None of my Legos look like anything.
Does that look like the box? No, it doesn't.
Like, it is, everything is... Eventually, I just ended up making an airplane where I took the one long one and another long one.
Then throw it.
That's right. My airplane. It's a jet fighter. No, it's not.
it looks nothing like it does on the box.
Yeah. My folks just stopped buying me Legos. They're like, this idiot's not even fun. No. just leave it be with what he has. All right. We obviously should have followed the instructions when it came to the show.
Yeah, right.
Because it's just a mess.
Let's wing it.
It's just winging it. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter. Hey. Kiki.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Right.
We were trying to read your shirt.
I know. It's,
you sure
I don't
know
what it says. J'adore.
I was trying to read your shirt.
It's something sexy in foreign language. That's
exactly what I was doing.
Maybe just push out the...
Oh, I see what you guys are doing.
You got to stretch out the words a little bit.
Dang it.
Hey, can you... it's kind of hard. Some girls can do it. Can you touch your shoulder blades together?
I get what you're doing. That's a good one, though.
I like it. I've never tried that
never
one
tried
before.
That one?
We're married. Kiki, show me your boobs. That's too much?
Nah.
Too much. We're talking about following instructions today. 50% of Americans say that they follow instructions to some extent. Like, they don't always do it. 12% say they just wing it. 30% say it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Do you follow instructions, Kiki?
I think I'm a little bit of both. I definitely don't know enough to not follow instructions. but I do, and then I second guess myself. So the woman who called in earlier and said that she throws things away and then has to go get it, I am that person every time.
Say, like, when
I'm cooking, when every time.
Yeah, do you follow instructions when you cook?
Oh, I have to, because I'm a horrible cook.
No, she is not good.
At least she admits it.
I haven't lost weight because of a diet. It's because she's a terrible cook.
I've had to throw out so much food that did not turn off.
But recently, obviously us moving to the new house, and we've been getting some new furniture.
Oh, I built a side table by myself.
Nice.
There were some obstacles.
Real quick, let me lead into this, and then you can explain your thought process. So I come home. And she is working, you know, diligently on this new little end table.
But it's not just the end table. It has a drawer in it and everything. And a shelf.
Complicated.
A shelf and a drawer.
It's crazy.
Nice.
It's a big one.
There are tools strewn about. Okay. When you get most of these, you know, these press wood things from Walmart or Big Lots, whatever, right? What does it tell you to use? You need usually a small hammer, a Phillips head and a flathead.
Right.
That's it.
She's got an impact hammer, dude. You know, gear wrench.
She had my impact drill out. She had a wire snipper.
Oh, God.
I couldn't find the pliers.
And just a bunch of stuff out there, okay? And I'm like, wait.
I got
a torque wrench out there.
Well, what happened?
What are you putting together, a car or a cabinet?
Yeah, I know,
what
right?
What happened is I was trying to screw in, put the screws in with on the drawer, right? So I'm putting on the, you know, the roller thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So anyways, the track there, yeah. So, and it gets stuck. It gets stuck in both holes in this one. The other one, I screwed it in just fine by hand. Yeah. The other one was stuck. I mean, I couldn't.
One always goes good.
It was, you know, it was stripping it, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, maybe if I get the hand
the impact drill that is made for heavy duty work.
I'll be able to push down on it and make it go in and force it in. Instead, it just scraped out the perfect
the whole thing exploded
out
now,
of that.
Mind you, I recently just got this impact drill, right? Uh-huh. It's fantastic. My buddy got it for me. It's awesome. I don't have the drill bits for it yet. Just haven't gotten around to doing it. I haven't done any projects. Special bits that you need for this drill.
I wondered why it didn't fit. I thought they were universal. I thought they all fit.
Because no wonder it didn't
so
fit.
So what did you do, Kiki?
So I just held it in.
Yes. I love it.
And then when I was done stripping the entire inside of that screw, it would just fall out. But I would just pick it back up again.
It's one of those situations you just go and sit next to her, give her a nice big hug, and nice try,
well,
honey.
He came
nice
downstairs
try.
And I was like, hey, don't judge me. Because I knew he looked at all of his tools surrounding me like, what are you doing? So then where the wire clippers come in.
This is interesting.
Is because I couldn't find a actual like needle nose pliers,
right, you know,
with the grippies.
Yeah.
So
the grippies. I love this terminology too.
I told you, I know just enough, but not quite there. So I used the wire cutters to grab a hold of it, and I just turned them in. Oh. And eventually, I mean, the track was all scraped up. The nail is probably there's only like half of it left. Uh-huh. The screw. But because I scraped so much of it off, there's shavings everywhere. But I got it down. I got it flush. Whoop! I did it.
I think I know where the needle nose pliers are, though.
Where?
They're in the bathroom because Brock uses them to pee.
You son of a bitch! You know what? Get out. Kiki, you stay.